Street, Paul. It was a packed house at the Clancy Richard Arena on Friday night in St. Paul as the St. Paul Canadiens took on the Vermilion Tigers in Game 4 of the second round of NEA-JBHL playoffs, tying the series 2-2 after a lengthy 6 periods of play. After a busy first period that started with the Canadiens scoring 3 unanswered goals, the first from Jacob Leroux, the second from Curtis Labant, and the third from William Kemago, the Tigers would turn the tables and score 3 unanswered goals of their own before the period was over. Goals for the Tigers were credited to Devin Culford, Josh Hogman, and Brody Weitzel. The Canadiens grabbed the lead in the second period with a second goal from Kemago. But near the halfway mark of the period, the Tigers would tie things up at 4-4, thanks to a goal from Connor Roscoe. The third period would see plenty of opportunity, but neither team could find the net, forcing overtime. A second overtime period would be required, and then a third before the Canadiens were able to pull off the win and tie the series. The game-winning goal came courtesy Matthew McDonald, unassisted. Goalie Ethan Campbell got the win with 45 saves on 49 shots in over 92 minutes of play. The Canadiens will head to Vermilion Saturday night for Game 5 of the competitive series, hoping to grab another win and pull ahead in the series. The Killam Wheat Kings and Wainwright Bisons are working through the second series of playoff also, with that series also ties 2-2 heading into Saturday's Game 5.